在现场还在线上的弟兄姊妹，主日平安。感谢主，刚才的诗歌和经文，我想把我们弟兄姊妹都带入进的敬拜当中。
And the scripture bring us to the Lord.
我想现在大家弟兄姊妹的心里有一句话，主我爱你。因为主先爱了我们，荣耀赞美归于我们的主。上周前面我回了一趟威加斯，就得了一点感冒。感谢主，神不误事，所以今天还给我保留了声音。早晨我跟弟兄开玩笑说，看了以后不要轻易的回维加斯。能不能回到第一章？看看，能不能回到第一章？第一张图，哎，那个图再回去一张，再回一张，哎，好，感谢主，呀、yeah ，感谢主，在威加斯生活了六年，脑子里总是有这么一幅图，就是现在这上面展示的一幅图。
In my mind, this picture is always in there.
这幅图是我手工
This is a picture that I took.
我们这幅图中我们看到了从上边有荣耀的神的光。
And in the picture we see above, in the sky, the glorious light from God.
在下边这个图大家可能我和弟兄姊妹差不多都去过这个地方，就是威加斯的 Strip。
Yeah, and below we see the Las Vegas, the Strip. You've probably been there.
到了晚上呢，维加斯 Strip 看来这个灯光也很亮。
And at night, it looks like on the Strip, the light is pretty bright.
这幅图的问题在哪里呢？
What is the problem with this picture?
中间你看不到一个界限。似乎让我们想到了旧约神创造之前的混沌。
And in the middle, we see this darkness kind of reminds me of what's said in the Old Testament that it was dark.
把这幅图做了一下改动。
So if we change this a little bit,
我们看到上面和下面就有了一道分界。
So we see that there's a separation between the top and the bottom.
上面是从神来的光。
And on the top is the light from God.
也就是生命。
And that is life.
而下面这幅图呢，是从世界来的光。
And down in the bottom is the light from the world.
这个英文不如把它改成 the darkness of the world.
把下面改成在世界的黑暗。
感谢我们的主，这幅图给了我很多的思考。
And this picture makes me think.
也正好是今年我们的主题，在光中行。
And also it makes me think of our theme this year to walk in the light.
我们要在光中行路的话，有一个前提条件。
And there is a prerequisite in this walk in the light.
我们得知道这个光是对的。
We need to know that this is the right light.
所以今年呢，下边有十二讲，就是我们如何在光中行，是应用的这些分享。
So, this year we have 12 sharing about how to walk in the light.
上次我们讲了神的光是 kind of 就像一个 总的一个概览一样。而今天呢，我们要进入到第一讲，就是一个如何分辨和认识真理。
Last week we talked about the light, God's light, and today we're going to have an application, how to discern the truth and the light of God.
如何分辨光？我们有两种分法。
How do we discern? There's two ways to do it.
一种是用我们的肉眼。
One is to use our physical eyes.
就像刚才看到那个维加斯的灯一样，它也很亮。
As if we look at the pictures, we can see that in Las Vegas is pretty bright.
另一种方法就是用我们心灵的眼睛来看的，来认识这个光。
The other way is to look at it with our spiritual eyes.
而后者，这正是我们要分享的。
So the latter is the one that we are sharing today.
也就是说，如果我们不用心灵来认识分辨光的话，我们就没有办法行在光中。
If we don't use our spiritual eyes to discern the light, then we cannot really walk in the light of God.
在寻求这个题目的时候呢，这个诗篇119章的三节的经文，给了我很大的启发。
When I was pondering about this topic, Psalm 119, the three verses here from 104 to 106 gives me some revelation.
104节，我借着你的训词得以明白，所以我恨一切的假道。你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。你公义的典章，我曾起誓遵守。我必按事而行。
104. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and light to my path. I have sworn an oath and confirmed it to keep your righteousness rules.
这短短的三节经文给了我们三个提醒。
So this short three verses gives us three reminder.
第一个呢，神的光能够启示真理。
So God's light can reveal understanding.
在这个经文里边，我们看到了灯与光，这都是我们很熟悉的。
So here we see lamp and light. That's something that we are familiar with.
因为我们走路离不开光亮，晚上行路离不开灯。
Because when we walk, we cannot the light at night can lead us.
而能照亮我们道路的真正的真光是什么？是这里边说的训词、话，还有典章。
So tells us that.Righteous rules and his oaths.
第二点是神的光能够辨明真理。
And God's light can show us the truth.
神他用他的话来辨明，来用他的光来辨明真理，在创世纪的时候就已经发生了。
And God showed us his.In Genesis, when he created light.
创世纪一章四节说，神第一天的创造的时候说，神看光是好的，就把光暗分开。
And in Genesis chapter 1 verse 4, in God's first day of creation, God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from darkness.
这个光暗的分开可不只是我们肉眼能看到的白昼和黑夜。
The separation of light and darkness is not just simply light and day.
因为这个光是生命和真理的源泉。
Because this light is the source of the truth.
那光和暗的分开 也就是生命和死亡之分。
And the separation of light and darkness is also the separation of life and death.
神的光是非常有功效的。
The light of God is very effective.
希伯来书四章十二节说呢，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至灵与魂、骨节与骨髓都能刺入抛开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
So, the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, and the joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
神为我们创造了分辨光与暗的这个光。
His creation helps us to discern light and darkness.
神又借着他的道把这光的能力彰显。
And through his word, it shows us the power of this light.
那我们知道，我们要行在神的光中，就应该认识这个真光。
So if we are going to walk in the light, we need to discern the true light.
让神的光来引导我们行这个真理之道。
So to we let the light, God's light, to lead us in the path of truth.
成为神的光明之子。
And become his son of light, sons of light.
就像以弗所书五章八节所说，从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。
It's like what Ephesians talked about. At one time you were in darkness, but now you are in the light and walk as children of light.
在学习了在这个神的话语面前默想以后，那今天呢，和弟兄姊妹一起，我们来分享一个今天的话题，就是在光中分辨和认识真理。
So, through these verses, my ponder about today's topic of being able to discern in the light the truth, how to understand God's truth.
我们从两个角度来今天分享今天的这个信息。第一个，在光中寻求分辨真理与谬误。
So we look at it from two perspectives. The first point is how do we seek the light?
第二个呢，就是在光中行，遵神的旨意，蒙神喜悦。
So the second point is to walk in the light and obey his precepts to seek God's joy.
这两个题目虽然我们今天重点是分享第一个。
So, the first point we're going to share.
但是这两个主题实在是不可以分割。
The more important is the first point, but these two cannot be separated.
所以呢，我们把两个话题一起来看，重点我们今天来分享第一个 perspective, 第一个话题。
So we are going to talk about both, but we're going to focus on the first point.
我们如果看人类的历史，从我们的先祖亚当夏娃到今天，我们每世界上的每一个人。
If we from the time of Adam and Eve down to every one of us now,
都经历过或者必然要经历。一个选择。
We all probably experienced, or at some point we will experience this a choice.
就像这个图里看到的，在一个三叉路口，要分别，要辨别，要选择。
So when we come to a fork in the road, we have to make a choice.
我想我们一生都有过很多的选择决定。
And in our life, we have made a lot of choices.
但是没有大过这个选择，那就是生与死的辨别和选择。
And there is not a bigger choice than life and death.
亚当夏娃被神造在了伊甸园，是在他荣耀中创造。
God created Adam and Eve in the glorious Garden of Eden.
原本他们如果说继续按神的话去做，
if they just would obey God's laws,
他们就不会堕落。
They would not have fallen.
我们今天知道，因着亚当夏娃的堕落，我们都在罪中。
Because of the fall of Adam and Eve, we are now all have the sinful nature.
如果不是神的恩典，
if it is not God's grace,
我们就没有办法得赎，
we will not be redeemed.
所以这两个三岔路口，我们看到一个是一个堕落的一个选择，一个是一个得救的选择。
So the fork of the road, one fork is the fallen, continue to be fallen. The other is to be saved.
我们都有过经历，我想是不是多数人都有过，我们曾经迷过路。
I think we all have experience when we get lost.
如果只有一条路的话，不会迷路。
So if there's only one road, we won't get lost.
都是在岔口处迷的路。
And we always get lost when there is a fork.
当我们遇到一个岔口，我们在回家的时候迷路，我们首先做的是要分别哪条路是回家的，哪条路回不了家。
So when we come to the fork, we have to decide to discern which road will take us home, which ones does not.
我们肯定不会故意去选回不了家的路。
For sure, we're not going to pick the road that doesn't take us home.
所以这是我们的选择，要回家。
So that's our choice, is to go home.
那我们下面看圣经上的用几个人物的例子，我们来看一下他们如何辨别和选择。
So we're going to use a couple of characters in the Bible to show us how they made their choices.
亚当夏娃刚才讲了亚当夏娃的例子。
And just now we've already talked about Adam and Eve and their example.
他们在眼目和肉体情欲以及今生的骄傲中堕落了。
So they, their fallen point were their lust of their eyes and the pride of life.
第二位是大家都很熟悉的那位少年财主。
The second is the young rich ruler.
他经过判断以后，他选择了属世的财富。
So he chose his riches.
第三位是回头的浪子。
And the third one is the prodigal son.
他在经历了世界上的这个很多的经历以后，他选择了回到父的家中。
So through his lot of suffering, he finally decided to return home to his father.
税吏利未。
But the tax collector.
他本来是很富裕。
He originally was very rich.
当耶稣呼召他的时候，他放下了所有的财富，跟随了耶稣。
When Jesus called him, he was willing to give up what he owned.
这些例子的背后其实都有它的背景，不是那么简单的选择。
And all of these examples have the background. It is not just a simple choice.
亚当夏娃选择堕落，因为他肉眼看着是好的，他的感觉是好的，他认为他做了好的选择。
Adam and Eve were using their eyes, and they were physical eyes, and they chose what they thought was good.
这位少年的财主呢，他觉得他遵守了律法，他没有离开神，他跟神是亲近的，所以他选择了去财富，他以为他还是在跟神是亲近的。
And this rich ruler, he thought he was still close to God because he did all the right things, he followed the law, But he chose his worldly riches.
显然他们的这个分辨出了问题。
And it is their discerning that was the cause of the problem of their choice.
而这个回头的浪子和税吏这个 collector， 他们的选择倒有悖于世人的观点。
But this the prodigal son and the tax collector, they had their perspective of the world.
直到今天我们还经常听到我们会有这么一种想法。
So even today we could have the same thinking.
他这个二儿子如果回来把爸的财富再分一半再走了怎么办？
What if this prodigal son come back and then he and take his father's inheritance with him? What would happen?
他做了这么大的坏事，难道他不需要负 consequence 负这个惩罚吗？
Does he not have to suffer the consequences because he did such a evil thing in his father's eyes.
这个税吏更是，税吏跟随了耶稣，放下了他的发财，这个发财的工具。
So this tax collector is the same thing. He followed Jesus, but he has to let go of his ways of making money.
他周围的人也许在想，你放下了这一份，还会有其他的人来。
Other people might think, oh, if you let go of this, somebody else would take it.
我们今天如果遇到类似的辨别和选择的话，我们如何选择？
If today we are facing the same type of choice, what would we choose?
也许我们会想，我们会说，也会想，分别属天和属地。非常的明显啊。
So, what is from above and what's in this world, the difference is very, very clear.
多明显，一切不都是显而易见吗？
Isn't that very easy to see?
我们看看是不是如何，是不是如此。
Let's see if that is.Indeed, easy to discern.
我想我们弟兄姊妹都多年的读经、祷告、听道。
I know brothers and sisters have been studying scriptures all these years, prayed and have Bible studies.
对圣经和圣经里边的一些真理都很清楚。
So you should be familiar with them.With the truth in the Bible.
你比方说我们都知道这个基要真理，我们在基要真理班就学了，就是三一神、十字架、耶稣复活、基督再来，人都是有罪的，像这些话题大家都非常清楚。
So we are very familiar with the triune God, the cross, and Jesus' resurrection and his second comingSo these we are familiar with.
当如果我们听到违背这些真理的时候，我们就很快就明白这个是异端。
And when it is when somebody talks against these, we know that this is not the truth and it is a heresy.
但是我们有没有思考过，我们的分辨，我们的认知？会受到来自救我的主见的影响。
But have we ever thought that some of these some thoughts can come from our old self?
在这种影响下，有时候有一些真理，尤其是不那么清晰的，我们会做错误的判断。
So we might be influenced by some of these And so, especially if it is some truth that is not as clear to us, we may.
下面我列的这些都是我经历过的，都是有经历过的。下面这些。
So what I've listed here, these are all examples that I have experienced.
比方说利未他放下自己的职业, 诶, 我们可能有个想法, 换一种想法。 利未呢, 如果他不放下自己的税, 这个, 他可以建一个微信群。
So Levi or Matthew, he left his tax collector job, and maybe he said, well, maybe I don't need to. Maybe I could start a WeChat group.
在群里把福音传给其他的这个税吏。
So we can preach the gospel to other tax collectors.
这不就两不误了吗?
Isn't that make still can help other people?
在群里还发了一个信息, 我们多收税, 把钱来救济穷人。
We can collect more taxes, and so we can use that extra money to help the poor.
听起来还有点道理。 这让我们想起了玛利亚, 当用来膏耶稣的脚的时候, 来这个用头发擦。
And so when we hear that, that sounds like it makes sense. Even Mary, when she broke the flask and then put the ointment on Jesus.
犹大怎么说?
What did Judah say?
把这些这么贵的香膏, 把它留下来, 来周济穷人多好啊。
So we, for this ointment, why don't we sell this expensive ointment and use it to help the poor?
所罗门, 我们知道他从神得的智慧, 神也赐给他财富。
Solomon, he asked God for wisdom, and God also gave him riches.
我们知道他求的是智慧。
He did not ask for riches. He just asked for wisdom.
那就从这个例子似乎说, 财富和智慧可以不矛盾的共存, 是不是?
From this we can is it true that riches and wisdom can be is not conflicting?
所以少年财主, 你就可以保留你的财富回家去。 但是呢,
so the rich ruler, he can keep his riches, he can go home and just keep obeying the law.
这个想法的问题在哪里?
What's the problem with this thinking?
主耶稣已经看清了这个少年财主的心思, 他不在于耶稣基督, 而在于属世的财富。
So, because Jesus already saw the heart of this young rich ruler, knowing that he is all about his riches, not about Jesus.
他的选择是他放弃了神的国, 而选择了属世。
So he has, he's rejecting the kingdom of God, but his choice is this world.
在启示录里, 第一封书信说到哥林多教会的时候, 他们能分辨真伪。
And in the first Corinthians, in the Revelation is talked about the Corinthians.
Yeah, the letter to Corinthians.
The letter to Corinthians.
Yeah. 能分辨真伪, 但是把起初的爱心给丢弃了。
And they have threw away the first love.
我们又想, 他能分辨真伪, 挺不错哦。
If they can discern the truth, that's pretty good.
可是呢, 把起初的爱丢掉了, 那他丢掉的是什么?
But they left their first love.
So 他丢掉了爱神和爱人。
They left the love of God and love of man.
而爱神和爱人, 这是两大诫命, 是耶稣基督给我们每一个基督徒的两大诫命。
So to love God and love your fellow human beings is the greatest commandments that God gave us.
如果我们只能辨别异端, 而失去了对神和对人的爱,
if we know how to discern what is a heresy, but we lose the love of God and man,
我们不敢说我们在光中，在行在光中。
We wouldn't dare to say that we are walking in the light.
我们想一下，我们回想一下，这个我们今天也通常会面临着很多的分辨和选择。
So today we still are facing a lot of choices.
当我们个人或者说我们的孩子子女遇到了一个虔诚和敬拜神之间的，如果有形成了这个 priority 的冲突的话
，if our kids faces a decision whether to come to church or do other things，
我们想一下我们的选择是什么
？So what would we choose？
最后这个例子是我在别的教会遇到的事。
So fine, this last example is something that I experienced in another church.
当同工在基督的爱中提醒另一位同工，提醒他的时候。
When one of the brothers were reminded,
他跟他说，我觉得这件事不是特别合适。
They reminded him that this is maybe not a fitting thing to do.
这位被提醒的这位同工的回应是：我只听神的，我不听人的。
And his reply was, I only listen to God, not to man.
单独把这几个字有没有问题？没有问题。
So if we listen to that, not in context.
可是忘记了一点。神会借着我们的肢体来提醒我们。
God will use our members of the body to remind us.
这个例子我会在后边有一次是说和听里边展开。
The detail of this I will talk about later in my other sharings.
前面花了这么多的时间讲辨别，其实辨别如果我今天的讲章就停在这儿的话，是不完全的。
So we talked so much about how to discern. If we just stop here, it is not complete.
当我们迷了路，我们辨别了哪条路是回家的时候
，When we lose our way and we have decided which way will take us home，
我们就在那躺着睡一觉，等等不着急。
And we can just lay there and take a rest.
好像。不 make sense 啊，我们都赶紧回家，应该是。
But we should be actually trying to go home quickly.
因为家里有基业。
Because there is inheritance at home.
请帮一下忙，他不动了。哎，好。哎，多了没有哈？对，好，呀、yeah. ，那下面我们就看一下这个在光中行，蒙神的喜悦这么一个话题。
So next we're going to talk about to walk in the light and to obey His will to please Him.
我们以前有很多的信息，我们也有很多的祷告，就是讲听道与行道的关系。
We probably have heard a lot of messages about hearing and also doing.
雅各书一章二十二节，只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。
James chapter 1 verse 22 says, "But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves."
如果把这单单两个字拿掉，问题就大了。
If we just take away the word only, then there's a big problem.
这个经文说的是，你听了道是为了行道。
So when you hear the word, it is for to follow in doing the word.
也就是说，听道是行道的预备。
So it also says that to hear the word, hearing is to prepare for doing.
而行道呢，是听到的终极目的。
And is the goal, doing is the goal of hearing.
如果单单的听到而不行道，这里很严厉，说的是就等于是自己欺哄自己。
So this verse said very sternly that if we hear and not, if we just hear and not doing, do, then we're deceiving ourselves.
我再请弟兄姊妹思考一个问题，不一定是在自己身上，我们有没有这样的经历过，就是读了读经听到很多年。
Have you ever experienced this? Maybe not just in, for application for yourself.
但遇到一个很具体的问题的时候，
when we are facing a very specific problem,
旧我出来了，
old self comes out.
血气出来了，
flesh showed itself.
那我想我给弟兄姊妹分享一个自我测试。
I want to give you an example. It's a self-examination.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 我们是不是以神为中心，用下边的几点，我们来测试一下自己。
Are we God-centered? And let's look at these following points.
我们信主多年以后，我们是不是与神更加亲近了？是不是更以神为中心了？
After all these years of being a Christian, are we becoming more God-centered?
我们与人的关系是不是更谦卑，更加亲近了？
And our relationship with others, are we more humble and closer?
第三个就是，我们要做的决定是不是会先考虑我下面要做的决定是不是神所喜悦的？
And the third point is if we make that decision, is it something that pleases God?
第四点。
The fourth point.
我多少年以前我在处理这个同样的事，当时我是靠血气处理的，那我在今天遇上了同样的事，我是不是不再用血气来处理？
In the past, when we face something, and we make decision through our flesh, today, if we are facing the similar things, are we still using our flesh?
如果我们对这四个自我测试的都是正面的话，感谢主，我们在跟随神，在我们生命在成长。
If our answers to those questions are positive, then praise the Lord, we have advanced.
蒙神喜悦的选择。
The choice that pleases God.
我们人呢只有两种选择。
In man, we have two choices.
但是有三种形式。
But there are three different ways of showing it.
第一种就是我做神的 follower, 行属天的道路。
We follow God to walk the heavenly way.
就是在这个图中我们看到向上去的那一部分，走属天的路。
So it is an upward, and the chart is that upward path.
如果是这样的话，感谢主，神在我们身上的恩典，让我们对他有对的神喜悦的回应和选择。我们就是说认清了回家的路，并且我们就赶紧回家。
So if this is a path that we are on, praise the Lord, because we have recognized the road that leads us home, and we're quickly get on it.
第二个选择就是走属世的路，就是世界。
So the other way is to walk the worldly way.
第一种形式 straightforward.就直直走下去就好了，我什么都不缺，我就这样，很简单。
The worldly way is actually pretty straightforward because we don't lack anything. We just keep on going.
Yeah. 但是第二种我用红字标出来的，要特别的警醒，提醒我们每一个弟兄姊妹。
So this red wording is something that I want to warn brothers and sisters.
有时候我们会在 选择的时候来回的跳，来回的跳，就是说说的有点重啊，就是好像每一个脚在一条线上。
So, but sometimes we choose that when we make our choice, we are going back and forth, or sometimes even one foot on one path and the other foot on the other path.
解释一下这个概念，并不是说我们有工作要养家，我们这个有职业，孩子要读大学，这些就是脚踏，这不是的。
Just to want to clarify that it is not saying that, you know, we don't need to have a job or raise our family, our kids have to go to college.
这个测验，这个是在当有，当敬拜，当选择敬拜神和我们在属世的仕途，他俩冲突的时候，看我们如何选择。
This is when there is a conflict between the things of this world and God, the things about God. How do we choose?
主日的早晨，我今天不太想去教会。
Sunday morning, I don't feel like going to church today.
主日的早晨，哦，今天孩子要踢球，我不是特指啊，这个是很普遍的现象。
So I'm not talking about specifically anyone, but it is something that happens. It's common.
我们去踢球好了。
Let's maybe we go play soccer.
感谢主让我们思考这些事情。
So let us think about that, those things.
在光中行，神会让，会给我们，让我们看到，会让给我们反馈。
When we walk in the light, we will be reminded of these things.
行在神的，行在光照的路上，神会 reward us.
When we walk in His light, He will give us, 给我们奖赏。
我们会看到下一代，再下一代，我们的孩子都在神的家中，他不离开神。
And when we are walking in God's, if we're in our home, He will reward us.
但如果相反，我们选择了去踢球，类似这样的事，时间久了，孩子就会想，哦，原来踢球比去教会要重要。
If we go play soccer, if we do that long enough, we might.Think that that's more important than.
会有一天我们会看到孩子跟神疏远。
And one day we'll see our kids, not close to the Lord.
感谢主。那下面就是我们行在光中，要做神喜悦的见证，蒙神喜悦的见证。
When we walk in the Lord, when we walk in light, we will have testimony that pleases God.
约翰一书一章六节到七节，我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里，就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
But if we have fellowship with Him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sins.
我们看到，我们行在光中，就是与神的同在。
So,When we walk in the light, we are in fellowship with Him.
就是蒙神的喜悦。
And then it will please God.
就是爱人，就是爱神，爱人。
It's to love God and love man.
就会与黑暗说永别。
And then we will be separated from the darkness.
所以说呢，在光中行，是我们得赎成圣的必由之路。
So walk in the light is to be sanctified in the path to sanctification.
而在光中见证神，是我们基督徒蒙神喜悦的必行之道。
And walk in the light is the way that we must be on.
我们今天一起，我们学习了两点，在光中分辨真理与谬误。
And we learned two points today that we're in the light and we can discern the truth.
第二点呢，在光中行蒙神喜悦的道。
And we are in the light to please God.
我们听道是为了行道。
We hear the word, and that is for us to, so that we can do the will of God, the word of God.
只有在光中行道，才能蒙神的喜悦。
Only if we can do His will in the light, that is the only way to please Him.
愿神的话帮助我们能够分辨，能够做对的选择，能够在光中与神同行。
So may the Lord help us to be able to discern His truth and to be able to walk in His way and to please Him.
一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，主。
Lord, we thank you.
你创造了光。
You created light.
你把光和黑暗给我们分开。
You separated light from darkness.
为的是让我们远离黑暗，行在神的光中。
So that we can be apart from darkness and walk in the light.
主，我们知道，我们有时候会被旧我一些观念所干扰，我们会迷失。
Sometimes we are influenced by our old self, thoughts that are in our old self and get lost.
我们有时也会做错的选择。
And sometimes we make the wrong choice.
但是主，我们相信你的恩典够我们用。
But we know that your grace is sufficient for us.
你的光将成为我们的生命。
And your light becomes our life.
成为我们脚前的灯。
Becomes the light in our feet.
求你的光能够照亮每一个弟兄姊妹，每一个家庭。
May your light shine upon every brothers and sisters and their family.
愿我们同心行在你的光中。
That we can walk in the light in unity.
直到基督的再来。
Until the Lord returns.
这样的祷告赞美是奉主耶稣的名。
We praise in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.